After the evening meal, Stovepipe and Wilbur were sitting on their bunks, Wilbur reading a dime novel he had taken from his bag, and Stovepipe cleaning and oiling the ivory-handled colt.
Bob tells us you hombres have signed on to ride for the HS Bar.
The man was heavy-shouldered, but had a born horseman's lean hips. Dark beard stubble dotted his jaw.
That's right. My name's Stewart. My part is Coleman.
We know who you are. You left here under arrest this morning.
Well, we're not under arrest now.
Yep, we done paid our debt to society.
That doesn't explain what you were doing with Dan Hartford. Or how come the three of you showed up so convenient-like not long after the boss was killed?
Are you saying you think we had anything to do with that?
I wasn't talking to you, you little red-headed gink. I was talking to this scarecrow.
Wilbur set the book aside and started to stand up from his bunk, but Stovepipe lifted a hand slightly, and Wilbur subsided.
Reckon I do have a mite of a resemblance to a scarecrow. That don't mean I enjoy being reminded of it.
I don't give a hang what you enjoy, jailbird. This is an honest crew, and we don't like having no-account saddle tramps forced on us.
Well, I reckon you can take that up with the boss.
He's dead. And if he was still alive, he never would have hired the likes of you two.
Stovepipe had finished working on his revolver. Now he started thumbing the cartridges back into the cylinder.
Looks like this might turn out to be a plumb unfriendly place, Wilbur.
Yeah, I'm getting that idea.
The burly cowboy who had confronted them looked a little less sure of himself until Stovepipe slid the colt into the holster that was laying on his bunk, then stood up with a friendly smile on his rugged face.
Wilbur and me, we ain't looking for any trouble. All we want is to do the jobs we signed on for.
Well, trouble sure found you, mister, because we don't want you here.
With that, he reached down to the bunk and shoved Stovepipe's war bag onto the floor. The bag was open, and Stovepipe's spare clean shirt fell out. Stovepipe shook his head.
I sure wish you hadn't done that.
Yeah, why not?
Well, with all the mud and whatnot that's been tracked in here over the years, I wouldn't feel right about wearing that shirt until I'd washed it. I never was much for doing laundry.
That's it? I figured you'd at least take a swing at me.
Over a shirt? No, I reckon I'm a lot more reasonable man than that. Besides, I don't care much for fighting.
Is that right? Then you won't mind if I do this?
The cowboy poked Stovepipe in the chest.
I don't much cutting to being laid hands on, though.
What are you gonna do about it? You already said you weren't gonna fight.
When did I say that? I said I didn't like to fight. I never said I wouldn't do it.
The haymaker sprawled the cowboy across one of the other bunks, scattering the hand of solitaire that the occupant was dealing.
Hey!
That individual leaped to his feet and charged toward Stovepipe. Wilbur surged off his bunk. Several more men charged toward Stovepipe and Wilbur. The two old friends stood back to back and met the attack. Their rock-hard fists lashed out with blinding speed as they targeted their opponents' jaws and chins. Some of the cowboys reeled back from those potent blows, but others ignored the punishment they received and pressed the attack. Stovepipe was being crowded backward toward one of the bunks. He grabbed the front of a man's shirt and heaved as he pivoted. Another cowboy lunged at Stovepipe from behind. Stovepipe bent forward. This man landed on the first one. As Stovepipe wheeled around, he saw that he still faced two opponents. He ducked and went between them. Stovepipe had a clear path to the men tangling with Wilbur. He clubbed his fists together. Wilbur punched a fella in the nose. He reeled back. Three men, all of them older cowboys, all of them grinning in appreciation of the show, remained on their bunks.
You boys ain't taking cards in this game?
Shoot, no. Miss Stafford's the boss now, and if she wants to hire you fellas, that's her business.
Bob Ridgewell stepped in, stopping abruptly to stare at the mess.
What in blue blazes happened here?
I reckon you've got a pretty good idea, Bob. Those fellas decided they wanted to see what sort of stuff Wilbur and me are made of.
Uh-huh. Looks like they found out. You didn't kill any of them, did you?
Appears they're all still breathing.
Break any bones so they can't work?
I don't think so.
Well then, I guess it's all over. This doesn't make me trust the two of you any more than I did, though.
What were we supposed to do? Just sit there and let them wail the tar out of us?
Ridgewell shrugged.
I suppose you're right. Man's got to defend himself.
He looked over at the three older cowboys.
Is that the way it happened?
Stuart told you the truth, Bob. Bradley's the one who started the ruckus.
Fine. Just don't make it a habit.
Don't worry, Bob. We're plumb peace-loving.
The foreman just gave Stovepipe a dubious look and went out.
You do realize that was your bunk that got busted to pieces, don't you, Stovepipe?
Well, I'll be danged. Guess I should have aimed better.